All right. Today is Daf Yutes. I believe we are on Yutes by the Mishnah. Okay. So the Mishnah before on Daf Yud Zayin had mentioned to us that a woman who has blood leave come from her uterus is Tameya. Now the Mishnah is going to mention what constitutes blood or what color constitutes blood. I mean, typically blood is red, yes, but what other colors could theoretically also constitute damnida? Chamisha damim Tameyim b'isha. There are five types of blood that become tamei with for a woman. Number one, ha'adom, which is red. Number two, ha'shachor, which is black. Number three is kikeren karkom, that's a bright crocus. That's what it seems to me. Red like the crocus.
What's a crocus?
It's a type of flower. The kimei adama, right? And kimei adama also is water that is water mixed with a certain type of earth. The Gemara will tell us what type of earth. It has this reddish hue. And kim and vimazug and blood is also colored like diluted wine, which is wine that has it's like two parts wine, one part water. Beishame omrim, Beishame said af kimei tilton, blood that is colored like a mixture of water and fenugreek. I don't know what fenugreek is, but that's one. It's a vegetable. I think it's one of the things of the on Rosh Hashanah, right? The fenugreek. Okay. Also like the, I guess, the liquid that comes out when you roast a meat. And Beis Hillel says, no, these two things that Beis Shammai said, Beis Hillel says they're tar. Whereas I asked what's the difference between Beis Hillel and Tanakama, who didn't list these. And now the Mishnah brings a machlokas for someone who sees Yarok. Yarok is not green. Yarok is yellow. If you look on Tosos and Amud Beis on the top, he says Yarok, Hayarok, Hayuke Esrog, is like an Esrog, which is interesting because some Esrogim are green, but Tosos didn't really, I don't think, had green Esrogim where he was. So, Hu Yarok, Hayuke Esrog, the low Yarok Karsi, not like Karsi, is the Ein Zenotula, the Mamit Adomnis, because green has no relationship to red, I guess. The Stam Yarok, Kainhu, and Stam, when the Gemara makes Yarok, means Yarok, it means yellow. Because Yarok Karsi, because when it says, when it wants to be something that's green, it says Yarok Karsi. It has to type Miklad Stam Yarok Lav Hachiyu. So talking about the yellow or yellowish. Hayarok is another Rav Akiva Mahala Matame. Akiva Mahala says Yarok also type of color is Tame. The Chachamim Mitarim. Chachamim say it's Tahor. Again, what's the difference between the Chachamim and the Tanakama? Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, and this is what Gemara has spent time on. Im einu metamish um kesem, if a yellowish blood does not metame the woman from a kesem as a stain, metamish um mashke, it should still at least have the rules to be metame her for liquid. Mar will explain what that means. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says no. When it comes to damirok, when it comes to yellow blood, lokach lokach, it's not damnida and it's not mishum mashke. So ezehu adom. So what type of color is considered red? It says kedam hamake, like the blood of a wound. We'll figure out what that means. And what's shachor? Shachor is kacheres. Kacheres is some sort of sediment of the ink, I think. I don't know how he translates it.
Sediment of ink.
Okay, I got it right. Right.
He says kacheres
here. What?
He says
kacheres. Kacheres. He doesn't translate. Does it have a note on it?
Black pigment.
Okay. Amok mikan, I guess if it's darker than that, tamei, it would be tamei. Deha mikan, but if it is lighter, shade lighter than that, then it's tavor. Maybe it had like a color chart or something. You go to the paint store, you have the color charts that go across. Right. We don't really do that. We basically, red or not, I don't think we have the, I don't know what the rebuttal to. It's pretty much, I think we've lost the idea of how to tell with these colors. When they learn it, but it's basically reds. It's not, I don't think they have yellows and ink and so, okay.
Black, you have a problem.
Right. The kikeren karkom, when we say that kikeren karkom, which we said like the bright crocus, right? Rashi says keren karkom, if you look at Rashi, says kizaviz gan chakarkom godovo. So he says it's kibabor shavo. It's at the clearest part. It must be some sort of red plant. At the clearest part is red plant. Ukime adama, what type of earth? If you take earth from front of the shul and put it in dirt, so no, it's from Mibikat Beis Kerem. It's from the valley in the place called Beis Kerem. There, I guess they had this reddish type of dirt of ground. Umeitzif mayim, and when you put water in it, and then you put the dirt in it and the water, that's what gets the color. And what we said, mazug is shnei chalakim mayim ve'echad yayin, two part water, one part wine. Min hayayin hasharoni, from Sharon wine, Sharon, Tel Aviv, that whole area is Sharon. That's going to be, so that would be the reddit that would make it tamei. Mar then says, minolan the ikla tam power v'isha. The assumption here is that Mishnah makes it clear is that there are five types of blood that are tamei, and that there are other things that come out from the woman that are tahor. Or how do you know? Where do you know that from a woman there can something that blood can come out that would be tahor? Minolan the ikla dam tahor v'isha. Dilma kol dam da asimine tamei. Just saying, any blood that comes out, whatever color it is, would be considered tamei. So Amar Rabbi Chama bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Amar Kra. The pasuk says this is by a zakin mamre. And a zakin mamre is somebody who has machlokas with the local beis din. They go to the beis din agadol, a paskin like everybody else, and the guy he decides to continue paskining his way. He's a zakin mamre. And the pasuk says ki yipalim and kladavar lemishpat. When you have a question and it comes to judgment, it says pasuk says ben dam ladam, between blood and blood, and it says ben nega lenega, between one nega and another nega. Fine. So it says ben dam ladam. What's a dam ladam? So ben dam tahor ladam tameh. Raisa says that means if they have a machlokas as to between the colors of the blood, between tameh blood and tahor blood. When it says ben dam ladam and ben nega lenega, there must be something that allows you to have a machlokas. That the zakeh mamre is holding one way and everybody else is holding somewhere else. So ben dam ladam means between blood and blood, between dam tahor and dam tameh. So Raisa says, wait a second, el mayat, if that's the case, let's do consistency. The pasuk says ben dam ladam and ben nega lenega. So if dam tahor and dam ladam means dam tahor and dam tameh, so nega nega should also be nega tameh nega tahor. The problem is there's no such thing as a nega tahor. If it's not a tameh, it's not a nega. So as the Gemara says, el mayata be nega lenega hachanami be nega tameh nega tahor v'chitema hachanami. And you say, yeah, that's correct. That's talking about that they're having a machlokas between a nega tameh and a nega tahor. That can't be nega tahor meikar. There's no such thing as a nega tahor. Right, you might say, what about the following case? The pasuk says, when it comes to tzaras, if you talk about a nega that all of a sudden spreads onto the entire body, all that nega becomes tahor. It says, v'tihar es hanega kulo hafach lavan tahorbu. So you see a nega that is tahor. So maybe the machlokas is, you know, did it cover the whole body or not cover the whole body? Someone says, no. Hahu bohik mikri. That's not no longer considered a nega. When that spreads all around, it's no longer called a nega, it's called bohik, I guess. It's just called a white sighting. So it's not considered a nega. Nega means, definitionally, nega means something that's tameh. So you don't have any consistency between dam ladam and nega lenega. So Gemara says, no. Ella must be ben nige adam, lenige batim, lenige begadim, bechulam tameim. Must be that there's a machlokes. When it says ben nega lenega, must be discussing a case where they have a machlokes, whether it comes to negayim on the person, negayim on the house, negayim on the clothing, and they're all tameh. The machlokas is whether or not the thing is tameh. So hachanami, bein dam ladam, should also be bein dam nid ladam ziva, v'chulam tameim. It's a machlokas not about whether there's dam tahor or dam tameh. It's a machlokas about two types of damim that are tameim, whether it's a ziva, a zava, or a nida. We discuss that a lot, but there's a difference between them. So is this woman a zava, is this woman a nida, she has to bring a karba, not bring a karba, all these different things. So the Mardin says, the Gemara says, and now the Gemara explains, the Gemara is going to say, where I can find where there could be a machlokas between all these cases of Negayim. He says, hi, mai, what would be the case? So, Bishlama Hasam, when it comes over there, ben Nega le Nega, I can say, I understand when they're talking about Nega Tame, or not Nega Tame, Tav machlokas within Nega Tame, Ikala Fluge ben Nige Adam, the Pilukta der Yeshua Rabbanam. They can have a machlokas in Nige Adam, similar to the machlokas that Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan had, the Tznan, the Mishnah Negayim, in Baharis kodem l'seyar l'lavan tamei. If the Baharis, whatever the Baharis is, precedes the white hairs, then that's considered tamei. But if the sari lavan, if the white hairs come first, kodem l'baharis, it's tahor. If it's a suffix, which came first, we say tamei. Rabbi Shimon omer kahei. Rabbi Shimon says keha, and keha amarava kahei v'tahaya. It means tahor. So there's a machlokas about whether there is a machlokas about whether there's a suffix, what came first, the Baharis or the Seyar. So maybe that's the machlokas that Zaki Mamre and the Rabbanon are having. So too, ben Nige Batim, when it comes to Nige Batim, maybe the machlokas between the Zaki Mamre and the Sanhedrin is the Pluk of the Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, The Rabbanan, Machlokes from Rabbi Elazar and Shimon and Rabbanan, the Tzaddan, with another Mishnah in the Goyim, Rabbi Elazar and Shimon Omer, La'olam ein abayis tamei, a house does not contract tzaras on the house, ad sheyira er, until you see a nega the size of shnei grisin, two grisin big, al shnei avanim, that is spread onto two stones of the house, b'shnei kotalim b'keren zavis, on the corner. It has to be two walls on the corner where it meets. Right, orko shnei grisim rock walk a gris. It has to be two grisim long and one gris wide. And I guess that's from Elazar of Shimon. The Chachamim probably would say no. It doesn't have to be on two on the corner. I guess my time the Elazar of Shimon. Ksiv, it says by nigei batim. It says marei and shafal min hakir. So it has to, it's mashma on one wall, and then it says v'hinei nega b'kiros, which is on two walls. So, Ezekir Shehu Kishne Kiros, which wall is like two walls? Havayom is at Karen Zavis. That's the corner. So, you see that. So, he holds it to the corner. They don't. So, there is a possibility of a machlokas by Nega Batim. And by Nege Bigadim, there's also a possibility of a machlokas between a Zakein Mamre and the Sanhedrin. Is Bipluk to the Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtolmus Rabbanan. The Tanya, Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtolmus Omer, he says, Minayin the Prichas Bigadim Shitahora. How do you know that if the entire article of clothing turns white? I think that's what it means. And Rashi says, Parcha tzaras b'kuhu, right? Shehi tahora. Even though it only says, the only place where it actually says that if it's all white, that it's tahora is by a person. So he extends it also to clothing. How do I know that if the entire article of clothing is white, it is tahor? Nemar karachas v'gabachas b'begadim. It says the words karachas and gabachas by nigayim, by clothing. V'nemar karachas v'gabachas b'atam. It says the same two words by person. Ma nahala, just like by nigay adam, parach b'kulo tahor. If it spreads through the entire body, it's tahor. Afkan, so to hear nami by nigay begadim, parach b'kulo tahor. If it spreads through the entire article of clothing, it's also tahor. And the Rabbanan are cholik on Rav Yochim and Tumas, and they say that they don't have this idea, I guess this din of parach b'kulo is only by nigay adam, by nigay begadim they wouldn't say that. That could be the machlokas. Elahacha im dam tahor leka b'may pliki. But if there's only one type of blood, whether it's tahor or tamei, what's the machlokas that they're having? What, there's no such thing as tahor. What we could set up machlokas when it comes to nigayim. What machlokas are we going to set up when it comes to blood? It's either tahor or it's tamei.
In the pasuk.
Right, dam l'dam, nega l'nega. So the pasuk itself may not be consistent. So the Gemara says, must be that dam l'dam, it's talking about dam tahor and dam tamei, nega l'nega, you can have other things because within negaim itself. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So now you set up that there's a possibility, this whole thing was just to prove, that we have the concept of dam tahor and of dam tahor in a woman, not all dam is tamei. Well, how do you know that the ones that we listed are tahor, and the ones that we listed are tahor or tamei, and the other ones are tameyim? How do you know which is which? Amar Rabbi Bo. So Rabbi Bo says the Amakra, which the pasuk says. So this pasuk is said in Malachim Beis. This is a nes that Hashem did to Bnei Israel in the days of Yehoshaphat. He had a battle, and the Moab was sitting there. And on the morning, they saw like some mirage of a stream that looked red, and they thought the Jews died, that their enemies had come, that the Moab's partners had come, and they came and they killed everybody, and they let their guard down, and the Jews killed them. Okay, it says Vayiru Moab es hamayim adumim kadam. Moab saw the water that was red, blood red. So you see that blood is defined as red. Lemeimra dam adamu. That only thing that's considered blood is something that is red. And these other things that we mentioned in the Mishnah are shades of red. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Emo Adam v'sulo. Maybe when it says Adam, it means red and only red and nothing else. And not any other color that's a hue or a shade. It has to be red. How do you know that these other ones are? So Amar Rabbi Avo, Amakra, who the Pasuk says, by Yoledis, it says that Taharam Yikor Dameha, it says bloods, which the minimum plural, which is plural, the minimum plural is two. So I have Dameh, which is two. And then by the punishment of someone who's Baal Ishanida, it says Hig Yosas Mikor Dameha, which is two. 2 + 2 = 4. Hare Kan Arba, we have four. So you know that there are four types of blood. Mara asked right away, we listed five in our Mishnah. It said Chamisha Dam and Tmeyim. Vaha Anan Chamisha Tanan. Didn't we list five? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shachor, when it comes to black, that's really Adam Hu, that's really red, Ella zulaka. It's blood that after it leaves the body, after a little bit of time, I guess it turns, it. Sorry?
Air.
Right, the air makes it, was it oxidized? I don't know. Yeah, it oxidizes and turns black, so black is really red. So it's really, was one, it's really four, not five. Okay, tain nami hachi. Any of a brisa that support this, right? But brisa says, shachor kacheres, if it is black like the ink, right? Or amok mikain, or darker than this, then it's tamei. Deha, but if it's brighter than that, afil kachachol, I guess even like blue, then tahor, then it's tahor. V'shachor zeh, and this thing that we say that black, lo mitchilosuhu mashkir, it's not that it's black right away, ella, rather, sheneekar hu mashkir, when it leaves the body, and I guess it oxidizes, then it becomes black. Mashal l'dam maka, similar to blood that comes out from a wound, l'chesheneekar hu mashkir, that it blackens over time. Okay, so that's how we have it. We see that we have, there is a concept of dam tahor, because it says medam ladam, so that's dam tahor, dam tameh. We know that red is the baseline, because it says adumim kadam, and that we know that there's four, because it says dameha, black is just is red that's been down in the air for a period of time. Okay, the Mishnah then mentioned, beshameh omrim, ap kimeh tiltan, right, and also kimeh basar tzli, like this fenugreek with water and roasted meat. The Gemara says that means Beis Shammai has now six or seven, right? So he says the less the Beis Shammai dameh dameh, the harikan arba'a. Doesn't Beis Shammai not have the drasha of dameh dameh to make four because he's listing two more? So Gemara says ibai same less lu. Either you can say correct, Beis Shammai does not have a masovra for that limud. Ibai same islu, or you can say he does have it, and it'll be the same thing as black. Meaning that these are colors that the blood can turn into after it stays out. After it stays out for a bit, he says, "Mi lo amar b'chanina shachar adam hu ela shalaka." Didn't Rabbi Chanina say when it came to black, it's really red that just got darkened over time? Hachanami milkahu delaki. So too, the appearance of this blood over time changed a little bit, but it's just giving you that the blood can turn into this color as well. But it still has the idea of four; it's still just red. Ubeis Hillel mitarin, and Beis Hillel says that blood from the looks like Meitilson or Meibasar Tzli is Tahor. The Gemara says, Haina Tanakama. Well, that's the same thing as a Tanakama, because Tanakama only listed a certain amount and didn't list these. And then Beis Hillel says they're Tahor. Well, that's the same thing as a Tanakama. So Gemara says, no, Ikebenayu. There is a distinction between them. Litlos, to be tole. Litlos means, Rashi says, Tanakama Savar, Heidamim Tmeim, Mivadav, Idach Sveka. The Tanakama is going to hold that there are five colors that are Tamei Vadai. If it's not those colors, we could have a Suffolk. A suffix means, let's say she touched truma, you can't eat it, but you can't burn it. Beis Hillel is going to say, no, Beis Hillel tahori mamish. He says it's mamish tahor. There's no suffix whatsoever. If she touches these, you can even eat the truma. Fine. Hayarok, when it came to the yellow, Akavya ben Mahalel mitame. Akavya ben Mahalel said that the yellow is tame. So that means Akavya ben Mahalel is now number six, or number five. The lesle lakavya dameh dameh, harekar arba. The Mishnah says five. Because the Mishnah says Chamisha, and he has a sixth one.
Right, it's a sixth one, yeah.
Yeah, but we said the black, it's really not five, it's four, because the black is the red. Right. Akavi Mahal Batam, if a Leslie the Kavi Damed Damed Rikan Arba, does Akavi Mahal not have the concept that of Damed Damed to make it four? Ibai Seima Leslie, you can say he doesn't, or you can say again, Ibai Seima Isle, he does hold that it's only four. The lo amar b'chanina shachar adamhu elish laka. Din Rav Chanina says the black is really red that just darkened over time. Hachanami, so as you can see here, that yellow was really red. The milk was lucky and it just weakened over time and turned yellowish. So he's saying it's just another shade of red. I guess I don't know. Chachamim mitarim and chachamim mitarim when it comes to the yellow. Gemara says Haina Tanakama. Well, that's the same thing as the Tanakama, because the Tanakama is only listed four, and now you're listing another one. And now you're saying that the Chachamim Matara, that's the same thing as the Tanakama. The Gemara says Ikebinayu Litlos. Not the same thing. Machlokas between Tanakama and the Chachamim is going to be if you saw the. Let's just an example is you saw yellow and you touch Shruma. According to Tanakama, it's a suffix, so therefore you don't burn it, you don't eat it, you can't burn it, you can't eat it. According to the Chachamim, they're going to say that yellow is completely taller. There's no problem. Amar Rabbi Meir. Now came Rabbi Meir, who had the cryptic statement in the Mishnah, who said, if it's not going to be, if ain't no metamish from kesem, if it's not going to be metamish for a blood stain, nevertheless it should be metamish because of mashka, as a liquid. What does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Yorad Rabbi Meir Lushita Sakavya Vimahalel, the teammate. So Rabbi Meir is going according to the Shita of Akavya Vimahalel. Again, Akavya Vimahalel said that yellow is Tame. And he's saying Rabbi Meir is agreeing that it's Tame. And now the Gemara says, well, Hachika Amalul Rabbanan. And this is what Rabbi Meir says to Rabbanan, who says yellow is Tahor. He says, Nihi dehechati kamishkachas kesem yorok amana lo mitamisu. Okay, maybe you guys agree that if she saw a yellowish stain on her clothing, that's not going to be mitame her from Anita, because we don't typically see a woman with yellow. But hecha dekachazia dam yorok megufa titame. But let's say she's watching a flow of yellow come out of her body, that should be mitame. So Gemara says, well, if that's what he's trying to say, then why does he say the words mishum kesem mishum mashke? Ihachi im einu mitame mishum kesem mitame mishum mashke mishum ro mi boile. The distinction he's trying to make is between kesem and roa, as opposed to be kesem and mashke. What does that mean? So that can't be what he was talking about. Elohaki gamalu. This is what he was saying to them. Nihecha dekachazi dam yorok meikara lo matamisu. But maybe you're going to say, if she saw yellow blood, coming out originally, we're going to say that's not mitame, because you're going to say that yellow is not blood, right? Hecha dechazi dam adam. Let's say she originally sees, I guess, red, and she was tame. V'hadar chazi dam yorok. And while she's tameya, she still sees, she now, the continuation of the flow is yellowish, and I guess someone touches that blood, that yellowish blood, because she's tameya already from the red. But now she's someone's touching the yellowish blood, titamei, midahave mashke zavazava. She should be, it should be matame, because when she sees the red, she becomes a zava. And now the halacha is when a zava, any of the liquids that flows from a zava, mucus, saliva, things like that, are matame. So let's say that the yellow that flows out from her is also going to be a flow, a mashke zava, and therefore she also has the power to be matame, somebody who touches it. Or something that touches it, right? So that seems like a good svara. It should be mashke zava.
Why Anita?
Because it's yellow. He said, you guys say that yellow is not tame from Nita, but at least let it be considered a mashke zava. So Rabbanan say, no, that's not going to be mashke zava. In order to be a flow from a zava, it has to have a certain characteristic which this lacks, which is dum yudarok. It has to be similar to saliva. Ma rok shem mis agel v'yotze. Rok apparently gathers in a spot and then it goes out. Av kol mis agel v'yotze. In order to be considered the liquid of a zava, it has to be something that gathers in a spot and then comes out. Lafuke, to exclude this flow from a woman, the emis agel v'yotze, because it doesn't gather, it just flows right away. It doesn't gather, I think, as we're saying, it just flows out. So that's not going to be a blood, but that can be a flow, and therefore, not only is it not blood, it's also not mashke zava. So Gemara says, if that's the case, shapik amal rabban al rabmeir. Then, what's Rav Meir's taina? To tell them that it should be like mashke zava. It doesn't fit the characteristics of being mashke zava. So that's not what Rav Meir said to them in the Mishnah. Elohachika amal lehu. This is must be what Rav Meir said to them. Lahave kimashke lahachshir hazrayim. We know that in order for certain items to become tameh, they have to be hukshir lekabel tumah. They have to be prepared. How to be prepared? You have to have one of the seven liquids, yachach adam, to fall on them. Say that this yellow thing is, and maybe it's not enough to be mitameh her, but it should be considered blood enough that if it falls on something, it can be make them susceptible to tumah. Elohachika amal lehu lahave kimashke lahachshir hazrayim. So Rabbanan say no. The Rabbanan say that the blood that leaves from the woman is not considered a mashke because by inan dam chalalim vileka, only blood that is similar to blood of a corpse, a chalal is a corpse, that it has to be blood that the neshama yotzebo, I guess, that's going to be mashke zrayim. But dam nida is not dam chalalim. That's just a natural thing. It's not from a shchita. It's not from a cut. It's not from anything like that. It's not dam chalalim. So therefore,
can you differentiate two?
You know, you see it. She's sitting right there. I'll make the case easy for you.
You're saying the difference is the color.
No, here we're just saying the difference is even where it comes from. A woman's blood from Nida is not going to be Machshir Zrayim.
Okay.
All right, so the Gemara then says, then that's a really big refutation of Rav Meir. So what's Rav Meir saying? So this must be what Rav Meir said. Rav Meir says, Alfua b'gzeirah shava. I'm going to learn from a gzeirah shava that yellowish blood would be machshir a woman to be mekabel tumah. So yeah, you might have this thing about dam chalalim, but still it's a gzeirah shava, which is ksivacha. It says here, where's here? Here is Shir Shirim. There's a long Xerish Shavu from Suvan. He says, less here in Shir Shirim, the Pasuk's talking about the praise of Klal Yisrael. It says, Shilachayich Pardes Rimonim. Right? It says, the dam needles are sent away like a Pardes that's locked, they lock up. It says, Pardes Rimonim. V'ksiv Hasam, and it says there, whereas there is an Eov. Is when the friends of Eov are talking and they're praising the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Hanose Matar al pnei aretz, v'sholeach mayim al pnei chutzos. So you have the word Shiluach by Shir Shirim, and Shiluach by Eov, right? It says Shiluach by Dam Nida, and it says Shiluach by water. So there's always a Kzeir Shava between Dam Nida and water. Just like water can be Machshir things to be Kabbal Tuma, so to Dam Nida can be Machshir Kabbal Tuma. So he's got a Kzeir Shava, so what's the Rabbanah going to do? So Rabbanah say, wonderful. Adam dan kavachomer me'atzmel. That ain't Adam dan zerishov me'atzmel. Anybody can come up with a kavachomer, but not everybody can come up with zerishov. Zerishov are only based on the mesorah. You're making up a zerishov here. There's no mesorah. I thought the answer could be just simply we don't do zerishovas from ksuvim. Like we don't, that maybe we don't. That doesn't seem to be the Gemara's answer. So maybe we do have zerishovas from ksuvim. We were comparing a pasuk from Shir Shirim and a pasuk to Eov to apply to a halacha d'oraisa. I thought that was going to be the refutation. All right, and the answer also we Rav Meir has that. Those other answers we said, well, it's a good answer that Chachamim gave to Rav Meir. Maybe Rav Meir has this Masorah, this Gzeirah Shavah, so he's not making up on his own. So bottom line is, at the end of the day, when Rav Meir says, Im Einu Matamishim Kesef, Matamishim Mashke, he's saying, if the yellowish blood that comes out, I'll let it state that you say it doesn't be matamish nida, but at least let it have the power to be machshir zrayim. And the Chacham say no, because we don't have that gzeira shava. Okay.
Is there always like an issue with gzeira shava?
I guess so.
Have a mesorah or not?
Right.
So,
yeah. So he had, they didn't. So they get away from the pasuk, right? The pasuk says dan chalalim. Right. Next part in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer lo kach velo kach. Rabbi Yossi said when it came to the yellow blood, it's not matam mishum nida, it's not mishap, it's not going to be machshav kabel tuma. The Gemara says, wait a second, hainu tanakama. Again, that's going to be tanakama. The tanakama doesn't mention yellow in any way, shape, or form. So therefore, tanakama clearly holds that yellow is not matame, not from nida, and not from to be machshav kabel tuma. What's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and the tanakama? So Hakamash Malan, it comes to teach us, there's a different answer here. Instead of saying here that teaches about Safek and Vadai, here it says, no, Hakamash Malan, Man Tanakama, who's the author, who's the Tanakama? It's Rav Yossi. The author is Rav Yossi. And Hakam, so then the Gemara says, and the reason why the Mishnah explains to us his name at the end of the Mishnah is Kola Omer, Dov Vashem Omer, maybe Gula Olam. You have to say something Vashem Omer. Okay. So all the Stam Mishnahs, why don't we say Vashem Omer? Why? All of a sudden here we have to say Vashem Omer. There are plenty of statements in the Mishnayos that are anonymous. Why don't you just say B'Shem Omro? Maybe Gula Olam. I don't know.
It says it brings it down here, by the way. Baruch Haner says that obviously you can make Gzeir Shabbat from Leviyam Ksuvim from this Gemara.
Right, right. I'm saying, but that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't have thought that. All right. Ezehu Adam. What is considered red? It's Kedam HaMakeh, the blood from the wound. So my Kedam HaMakeh. So what does it mean, the blood from the wound? Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Shmuel. The blood that flows out from a shechted ox. The dam that comes out, when you shecht it, that's the red. The Gemara says, let it say, why does it say kedam makeh? Let it just say kedam shchita. Makes it easier. Say kedam shchita. So, yamar kedam shchita, if you said dam shchita, hava mina kekula shchita. I would have thought that even the blood that comes out, that's not talking about the dam that comes out right away, even the blood that flows out later, which isn't so red, would also be considered red. Kamash Malan, Kedam Makeh, when it says Kedam Makeh, it could chilas hakosh al sakin. It's at the beginning, when the knife first cuts through, that bright red is considered red. Ula Amar, Ula says, what Kedam Makeh means, Kedam Tzipor Chaya, the blood that comes out from a live bird, if it's wounded. So, again, I don't think we have an understanding of what these colors are. I'm certainly someone in the Shemush has no business looking at any of these colors. Ibai Luhu. So they asked in the yeshiva, when it says chaya, when it talks about the red blood of the dam tzipor chaya, lafuke shachut, is that coming to exclude the blood from a shechted bird? Oh, dilma, maybe it's lafuke kachush, come to exclude the blood from a sick bird. Maybe it doesn't mean that it has to have to be alive, maybe it has to be like alive and kicking, really, you know, really, you know, healthy. So Gemara says teiku. That's suffering. Ziri Amar Rabbi Chanina. Ziri says in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Kedam Ma'achola Shel Rosh. It's like the blood that comes out of a head louse. Right? That's what he's saying, right? Kedam Ma'achola Shel Rosh. The Gemara says, so Mesve, so Gemara is going to ask on Ziri. Right? Again, Ziri says that it has to be the red of blood, the blood that, red as the blood of a head louse. So he says, Mesve, we have the following case. Okay, this is a case of a woman who finds a kesem on her clothing. She's tameya because we're choshesh that it came from her uterus. So harga ma'ocheles, if she killed a louse, right, and then she finds the stain on her clothing, harize tolava, she can hang it on the louse. She can hang it on that. So Mara's going to say, wait a second, if it's a louse, so that's mashma. Any type of louse could have a similar enough redness to damnida. So you see, it's not necessarily a head louse. It's any louse. My lav de kule gufe. So she's killing a louse in all her body. So it's not specifically a head louse. And it says, lo, the drosha, you're talking about the head louse. She killed a head louse. Fine. Okay. Ami var... What? She killed a head louse. It was in her hand, and she got in her clothing. You make up any cases of the blood cup. Where she got the blood from. Ami var dina'a. So an amora named Ami var dina'a. So either that's a place, or he was like a vered. He was like red. And, I don't know. Amar Rabbi Avo says the name of Rabbi Avo. When it says kedam maka, it means, I don't get this one at all, kedam etzba ketano shol yad shenikva v'chisa v'chaz v'nikva. It means the color red of a wound on a finger that got a wound after it had previously got a wound, then it healed, and then it got a wound again. So for the blood that comes out from the second wound, that's the color. V'lo shel kol adam, and not any person, ela shel bachor shelo nasi isha. It's only this wound happens to a young man who has never been married before, but ad kama ad ben esrim. A young man up to the age of 20 who has a wound after he had a previous wound that healed on his finger.
He was never married.
And he was never married. He was under 20. So the Gemara has asked a question on this. Let's say you have a woman who finds a stain on her clothing. Tola bivina uviva'ala. If either her husband or her son have a wound, she can be tola the kesem that it came from them, and therefore not be metamed. When it comes to kesem, because it's a derabanan, it's a very strong derabanan, but if we can find a possibility of where the blood came from, other than from her makor, we're gonna be tola. So she can be tola possibly on her son and her husband. Now, bishum b'vina mishkachasla. So the son, it's possible, it's a son who is never married, who's under 20, who has this double wound. But bivala heichem mishkachasla. How do you have a case by her husband? If it's her husband, he's by definition not shalom nasa isha. She's married to her. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak kigon she nichnasa l'chupa v'lo nivala. Yeah, they're married, but they didn't have bia yet. So that's still considered lo nasa isha. I thought it's still nasa isha, but no, it's not nisuin. They were nisua, but they didn't have that. Could be the case. That's the heichitimsa. Pretty difficult. All right, Rav Nachman says, kedamakaza. What does it mean, damaka? It means the blood that flows out when you do bloodletting. That's the color. Let's go on. Okay, mesve. Right, there's going to be a kasha now. Just a little more. There's going to be a kasha now on all the Amorayim who explain what is damaka. Basically, Mur says, mesve, we have a case of a kesem, the tala Rabbi Meir b'kilor. Rav Meir said, this possibly came from sort of red eye makeup, I think it is. The Rebbe Tala Bisraf Shikma, right? And Rebbe said that he was told that it on the sap of a sycamore tree, right? That the woman was dealing with. And he was told of that, so she's not Tameh. So what does it mean? Lava Adom. Are we not talking about a woman who found red on her body? And we see here that they're told that red means this eye makeup or the sap of the sycamore, not like any of these other things that they mentioned. So the Gemara says, "Lo, asha'ar damim." No, that was talking about red. Here, this is a different color. Rashi says, "Asha'ar damim." There is no Rashi, right? No, so asha'ar damim, meaning the kesem that she saw was not red. It looked like these other types of shades that we mentioned, and they were able to be told it on the eye makeup or the sap of the sycamore tree. Okay, Amemar u'Marzurcha v'Rav Ashi have a Yosef kamei umno. So our Amemar and Marzurcha v'Rav Ashi are sitting before an uman, meaning somebody who's make his dam. He's bloodless. Shakli le karnaka maisala amemar. I guess he took out the first bit of blood from amemar. Chaze, amemar saw his blood. Amalahu, he says to Marzuch and Rashi, adom detnan kihai. When the Mishnah says red, this is the type of red it's talking about. Shakli le achrisi, they took out the second bloodletting. Amalahu, amemar says to them, ishtane. The red is different now, it changed. This is not the same type of red. So Amar Rav Ashi says, Kigon Ana, this is Rav Ashi speaking, someone like me, Dilo Yadana ben Hailahai, I cannot tell the difference between this red and that red. Lomi Barley Lemaksa Dome. I can't be a postic when it comes to seeing Maras. I can't be the difference between this red and that red.
Colorblind.
Is he colorblind?
Maybe he was colorblind. Maybe he was colorblind, or maybe he just couldn't tell the difference. Okay. So with that, we'll stop. All right. Everybody have a good day.